Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Rainmaker Show. This is Bill Walsh, and we're so excited. We've got an incredible guest on the line with us today. He's a dear friend, someone I got to know over the last few years, and someone that lives making changes in people's lives all over the world. They call him the passive income artiste because he really understands how to live well, serve well, make a difference, and get paid while he sleeps. Now, listen, this is a guy you definitely want to learn from because what he's talking about and he's living, it is truly the American dream for entrepreneurs. Raj Singh, how are you?
Doing excellent. Mr. Bill Walsh, thank you for having me on the phone right now. This is great.
Yeah, it's good to have you on. And obviously, this is really designed for our listeners and also anyone that has the opportunity to learn the things you're doing and what you're making a difference on. It's priceless. So take a couple minutes and share just a bit of your story and how did you get to where you're at today?
Sure, absolutely. Well, they call me the passive income artiste because for over a decade now, I've been making a living through different passive income investment vehicles and not using my degree anymore, my bachelor's of science in computer science for 10 years. I walked away from corporate America just to do what I want for fun, which is for the last 7 years now, I've been singing with a band, a Caribbean band. We go on tour internationally quite a bit. And now my mission, I feel like it was a calling just to share this information about investing, having money work for you so you don't have to work for it, to share that message with other people so that they can live a life with even more success so they can find their passions, identify it, and actually build a life around it instead of working, let's say, 40 to 80 hours a week at a job. How can you ever identify or pursue your passions or purpose out of life? Now I'm doing that. I never knew that I could sing or be an entertainer, but because of my investments. So it's basically about teaching people the investment mindset, the inner game, as well as the outer game actual strategies as well.
And what was the turning point that you said, you know what, I'm really just not cut out for a job. I really do believe that I have much bigger things to do. And how long did it take you to build, you know, a decent amount of revenue that was coming in on a regular basis? You had a choice to say, you know what, I'm just tired of going to work. I'm gonna do my own thing.
Well, I've always been ambitious ever since I was a kid and just growing up in a single-parent household with my parents getting divorced, and money was always an issue because if one parent made more money than the other parent, obviously would want more in child support. So I think because of that, they kind of spited themselves, and I just knew that growing up when I had my family and I wanted to leave a legacy of financial freedom for my family and never have to go through that again. So I started just seeking different wealth principles and mindsets. I started going to the entire seminar circuits as a teenager. So I've been in that field for a while, just always learning and reading books and going to a ton of seminars, buying CDs and audio cassettes back then, just always training my mind to think like wealthy people think. And then I remember after investing in real estate, that's how I started investing, part-time outside of my job just as an investor. And my first year in real estate, I was blessed to make six figures, and I was featured nationally on TV infomercials. So that was pretty cool to be in my young 20s featured on an infomercial, especially having friends and family see it in the middle of the night. And it was just a matter of time then, knowing that I had a lot more money in the bank than my IT job was even paying me. I was just waiting for the time to be right. And one day they kicked me off and I never went back. They changed the entire system on us and they laid off a couple of the guys that, you know, I became friends with at work. And I just said, you know, I'm not going back. Today's my last day. And I stuck by that, never went back. And it's been a blessing since.
Hey, Raj, if people wanted to get a website, where would you recommend they go if they wanted to learn more about some of the stuff you're doing?
Sure. I wrote a book last year called The Authorities, featured with some great people. You'll see them, very successful book authors as well. But the website for that is thepassiveincomebook.com. That's www.thepassiveincomebook.com, and they can read more about different things that I've done as far as the actual investment vehicles as well as the mindsets behind it and some more information about the course that I have as well.
Well, maybe take a few minutes and share what are three of the key drivers or a few of the key drivers that are required to go from being the employee to building passive income. What are some of the non-negotiable things that you share with groups? I know you speak a lot of events all over the world, and of course on the national tour with some of the events and the inspiration conferences, but maybe just a few of those tips that they need to know to be able to take where they're at today and go through that breakthrough process to begin building some of that passive income.
Well, obviously it's the first thing, Bill, are the actual strategies themselves, the vehicles, and that's what usually catches people. their taste buds for, or whets their appetite, I would say, about different passive income vehicles that I've done, whether it's been real estate, residential, commercial, or Forex, the foreign exchange currency system. It's like stocks on steroids, or ATM machines. Many people don't know that they can own an ATM machine. You do not have to be a financial institution to own one, yet you can keep 100% of the surcharges. So those type of things I teach in my Financial Freedom Mastery program. That's the money part of the 4M system. The second part is called mindset. It's more of how to think like a wildly successful investor, because investors don't ask about an investment, how much does that cost? They're always asking, their language is different. They want to know, what's the return on my investment? So it's how to think like a wildly successful investor. The third part is manifest. How to manifest everything you desire, the top 7 tips, because it's not also the outer game, it's the inner game, and it's about energy and the law of attraction and how we can just not work as hard but work smart to achieve certain things we want in life. And the last area of the 4M system is called mastermind groups, how to leverage expert networks to become one yourself. And I've learned some of these principles, especially that last one, especially from Power Team. Power Team has excellent mastermind groups, but I go into details about how you can leverage that, because it's just not about attending. It's about getting the most out of it and being impactful as well.
Well, give me a few tips on that. How do you currently now, if you're dropped in a room full of wildly successful people, what are some of the tips you would give to help others understand how to instantly connect and start doing some business with some of these, you know, what I call rock stars?
Absolutely, and that happens quite a bit, because, you know, as you find yourself going to these networking events and going in circles, you'll meet some of the few key people from each one, and you'll meet them again and again. So it's very important to learn these skills that I've developed over the past few years, as well as some of them that I've learned from you yourself, Bill, so thank you for that. But basically, it's always about serving other people. I don't go in there thinking the mindset of, hey, look at me, it's Raj. No, I go in there saying, hey, look at you, you are here. I always put the emphasis of my meeting with someone in a group, or whether it's just one-on-one or with a few people, the emphasis is on them. I am glad to meet them. I am blessed to be crossing paths with them at that moment in time, and we're here to meet for a reason. I truly believe in that. And every fiber of my body, it just emanates out of me that feeling. So I want to know how they're doing. I want to ask about their family, how their kids are doing maybe. What are their kids' goals? What are their kids up to? Because not only do I know they'll feel happy about that, it's probably different. No one is probably asking them about that, but I've also done my homework and research. So I try to see who's going to be at that event I'll be at and do a little bit of homework. Check out their social media. See what they're up to. See what's going on. What are they excited about? That's a great question that I've learned to ask them. What are you excited about right now? You know, what are you passionate about? And what I found is the more successful people are, what they're going to be excited about are certain charitable work they're doing, certain nonprofits that they're trying to raise money for, or a cause that they have, and just talk a little bit more about that. That's what I'll ask them about, because they're excited about that. Everyone wants to ask them about how did they grow their business from one level to another, but it's how do you separate yourself? There'll be another time I can ask them that, or if they decide to actually start coaching me right then and there, then I can ask that question because I've already earned a right. But I would say the number one thing is to make it about them and not about me. Serve them first, see how I can help them. And another great tip that I've learned is just to see if I want time with them. If I know they're going to another meeting, another event at some point in the future, I'll ask them, hey, can I give you a ride? Or if I know that they're hungry, hey, can we grab lunch together? How about I pick you up some coffee? Would you like some coffee? How do you like your coffee? Let me grab that for you. Just to be in service to them, because then I'm more likely to be remembered by them, and then I can build that relationship and rapport for the future.
Hey, this is pretty awesome. We're on the phone today with what I call the king of passive income, one of my really dear friends, someone that's just making it happen, and obviously a guy that gets to travel all over the world, play music, get paid while he sleeps, and it certainly is it's a reflection of who he is as an individual, too, because I've been with him at many different events, and I just watch how he connects with everybody and always comes from that place of service. I got this question a lot, and we love to, you know, share this with top entrepreneurs. And, you know, when you did face big challenges in your life and you thought maybe it wasn't going so great, and that's so much about what the challenge was, but how did you break through the big challenge? It's always a great question entrepreneurs would like to hear.
Breaking through big challenges, wow, there's so many of them. Which one do I even start with? But I think the main thing is that's more of the inner game, the inner work I was speaking about before. And what I love is just the metaphor of how big are we and how big is our problem. If you put your hand up to, let's say, your chest level and think of that your problem, whatever challenge you're facing, is that height from the floor up to your chest. And where are you? You might be a little below that. Maybe you're by your belly as far as where you are, your mentality at the time, your emotional strength, and so forth. So the problem is bigger than you. But what you have to do is elevate yourself so that you can grow higher, at a higher level than that problem. So now you're bigger than the problem. That's why sometimes we can go to other people, especially mentors. Mentors are great for this, coaches, life coaches, or a specific specialty if it's a business problem, a coach in that area, a mentor in that area. We can go to them because they've been there, done that. They've walked the walk already. They've walked through that minefield. And to them, that might be a small problem. Why? Because their level is probably up to, let's say, our eye level, because they're bigger than that problem. Just like if someone has a flat tire, and if you're low on cash, that could be a huge problem. But if someone has AAA, and I'm speaking from my own experience when I was in high school and college with a flat tire, but yeah, now that, you know, if someone has AAA, then that's no problem. It's not even on the radar. And that's what we have to do, is just elevate ourselves. So how do we do that? With other people, coaches, mentors, and so forth, or reading books on that subject, or attending seminars on that subject. But the main thing is, if we knew how to be better or do better, we would be doing that already. So we have to go outside of ourselves. And the way I found to do that are by other successful people, even more successful people, and from books and CDs, any kind of way that you can just gather more information outside of yourself so that you can elevate yourself to make that big problem, small problem, and then no problem at all.
Yeah, I think that's the magic, right? You got to stay focused on the outcome and realize what it takes to break through. And what would you say are some, once again, please give out a website again one more time if they want to get some more information about working with you and how they can get started, maybe get I always challenge some of the guests I have online to do some complimentary coaching sessions with some of our top clients. What are some ways they can actually reach out and get a hold of you? Once again, I'm on the line today with one of my good friends, an incredible entrepreneur, travels all over the world speaking and actually sings on stage and, you know, is part of a band that travels the world that just makes a difference in people's lives. But he understands the power of creating passive income. But what's a good website that people would like to go to, Raj, to get some more information about what you're doing?
Sure. They can go to my book website, which is thepassiveincomebook.com, www.thepassiveincomebook.com. That's the best way. As Bill said, they call me King. That's because Raj means king in Hindi, and king means Raj. And I also love that the name, that it's so fitting for me, as people have said in different articles online if you look me up, but because I really want to serve the masses of people just like a king would do. So it is very fitting, even though it is cocky as well, but it's a little fun. It's a play on words, but yes, they call me King Raj Singh, so you can look that up as well.
Listen, man, it's part of who you are. Don't walk away from it. Step into it. I love what you're doing. I think you're making a big difference in a lot of lives, and I would never back down from the gift that you're given, and I think being able to share that gift and help others is absolutely priceless. So another quick question is that, are there certain books that you believe everyone needs to read? If you could pick your top three books, what are three books that you say these are non-negotiable for an entrepreneur?
Ooh, there's so many good books. I'm looking at a huge book collection right now that's always growing. But I would say the number one book, I believe, is The Secret by Rhonda Byrne, all about the law of attraction. I mean, when it came out in 2006, I became a fanatic of the book as well as the movie. It's on Netflix. If you have not seen it, please do. I beg you to see that, because it's not just about money, right? It's about all the things that we want the money to do. It's about spending more time with our family, let's say, or our kids, or whether someone likes to do gardening. I don't, but some people find joy in gardening. So it's about whatever it is you want. It's not telling you what you should do, what type of business. It's just saying whatever it is you desire in life and you want to attract in your life, you can attract it. And that's what that book is all about. I'm a fanatic of The Secret, The Law of Attraction. Anyone that has more than a 10-minute conversation with me would know I'd recommend the book. I always have a bunch of them on standby in my car, in my house, everywhere when I travel, so I can give it to people. Definitely The Secret is my number one book. The second book, I would say, is Secrets of the Millionaire Mind by T. Harv Eker. And that's a powerful book because of the Millionaire Mind seminars that I've been going to for over 13 years probably now, when I was a young guy as well. And I would say that seminar and book is what caused me to start thinking the way I started thinking, so that I can actually leave corporate America and just think bigger. And on that thinking bigger, I would say the third book is called The Magic of Thinking Big. I remember reading an article in there about how they actually posted in a newspaper classified ad two ads that were the same exact job description on different pages, but one of them was for a job that paid six figures, while the other one was a job that only paid about $50,000 a year. They had 300 times more applicants for the job that paid $50,000 a year instead of the job that was six figures. Same exact job description. Why is that? Because of people's beliefs. Their mindset, their self-image. They couldn't see themselves making that much more for the same exact job description. And that was very powerful to me. Because I had a mentor tell me at a young age that, hey, Raj, your income will never exceed your self-image. And that's so true. So that's why I believe the third book would be The Magic of Thinking Big. We all need to think bigger. I mean, he was called Alexander the Great. He was not called Alexander the Average.
Right. Yeah, that's so true. Hey, listen, man, this has been awesome. Are there any last-minute tips of wisdom you'd like to share with some of our listeners? Once again, I'm on with King Raj, my dear friend that serves all over the world helping entrepreneurs create and learn about passive income. He speaks, he coaches, he trains, does workshops. He's just making a difference everywhere. But are there any last-minute tips you'd like to give out before we finish up today?
Well, I would say, Bill, you know, I really want to just tell the listeners here today that it's not just about the money. I mean, that's usually what brings people in. But like I said, it's what you can do with the money, and there's so much more. So that's why I'm more focused even on the mindset behind it. Another great book is called The Celestine Prophecy. And the reason I bring that up is because I believe it's about how everyone we meet in our lives and every event that we go to, it happens for a reason. But we have to be aware that that's happening for a reason, just like them listening to this message right now for myself and you, Bill. And I believe that's powerful if we can harness that and realize we're all here for a purpose. We're all here for a bigger assignment. And I just want to leave everyone with that notion, because even though you might look me up for passive income, and that is great, that will come to you, but there's so many different forms, guys. Let me tell you, it'll blow your mind once you start, let's say, subscribing to my material. When you see the actual content with how many ways and how much people are making through different passive income investment vehicles where they don't have to work for it anymore. It's working for them because they set systems up in place. So that's not the issue. It's more of the inner game we all have to get better with, so that we can control money instead of money controlling us. Robert Kiyosaki said in his book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, another great financial book, that the wealthy people don't chase money. They have money chasing them. And it's great when you start to see that by all the different vehicles, but that can only happen when we start seeking. So my one last tip for all the listeners here today is just seek more info, whether that's with me, with Power Team, Bill, with anyone else. Seek more. And especially, I can guarantee, though, with this team, I know you're on the right track. So thank you so much, Bill, once again. And everyone can look me up at thepassiveincomebook.com. And I look forward to serving more of the people listening to this call right now.
Well, I just want to give one more quick note that it was pretty amazing that you were just honored with the Social Business Icon Award from Unite for Good, the big charity that does work all over the world with really giving back and making a difference. Number one, how did it feel to get that award? And also, how was it to get some of that mass media exposure? I heard over 1 billion impressions on the site, but maybe just for the last minute, just talk a bit about how excited you were to receive that award and some of the work that you're doing to give back and make a difference.
Thanks for mentioning that, Bill. It was very exciting to be in that space and at that event with other people that are global players and even celebrities that we see. And we may not always see them in the light of what they're doing behind the scenes, because the media will obviously amplify what the media does and the drama that goes along with being a celebrity, but we don't necessarily see the other side of them, what they're doing with that voice, with that stage, that medium that they have where they can have a lot of people actually listening to them and make a difference in the world. And it was great to be at an event with these global players that were actually doing just that. We see them in a different light on TV, but to know that behind the scenes, they're really serving masses of people in so many great ways with what they believe in and helping people. So it was great to be with them on that stage to just share that award, at that Unite 4 Gala in Beverly Hills, California. Such a high standard place and event with those type of people that are in that space. So definitely look it up on, you know, you can Google the event and myself and Bill, Power Team, and everyone else that was on that event, the celebrities. But it was great to receive that award because, you know, in my culture we say hands that serve mankind are holier than lips that pray. Hands that serve mankind are holier than lips that pray. So this is just something I've been doing my whole life, you know, and that's great. I'm glad when I left corporate America because now I can go away every year on different retreats where I can actually go to third world countries and help them, do medical outreaches, go to the orphanages around the world and actually perform with my band and entertain kids as well, or whether it's actually getting down and dirty. But I couldn't do those things with the 40 to 80 hour work week at a job before. And now I'm able to do those things. So I'm just doing what felt good to my heart. But to get a reward for that, it's great to see. It's not that we did those things. And I'm sure everyone on stage, you know, it's not that they just started doing those things, but it's great to be rewarded for it anyway. Because as someone said, there's a lot of, you know, talk in the world, but not a lot of do. And we should be giving back more to the world than we're taking from the world when we leave the world.
That's awesome. Listen, everyone, you definitely want to check this guy out. He's making it happen. Raj Singh, thanks so much for being on the Rainmaker Show today. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep making a difference. I love you, and I look forward to seeing you very soon. And keep up the great work. Thanks, everybody. Definitely share this with anybody you know, because if anyone's looking for passive income, get connected to the right individual, this is definitely the guy to make it happen. Have an awesome day, and we'll talk to you all real soon. Bye-bye for now.